Hey, this is George W. Bush, and you're listening to Sports with Randy Harris. Hey, this is George W. Bush, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Whatever.
Wow, that's got to be on the Mount Rushmore GOAT.
That is pretty good. It is another great liner.
Wow, I didn't know you knew the baseball manager, baseball owner.
Former
Texas Ranger.
Yeah. So it is ironic that you love that liner, and one of your favorite liner stories is on the line with us right now. Let's head back out to Las Vegas as we get ready for Fight Night 185. And welcome back to the program, Luis Pena.
Hey, what's up, guys? I appreciate you guys having me back on.
Oh, we appreciate having you on. And we'll talk a little bit about your fight, but I have a couple WWE questions to ask you when we get to it. Your last fight was like eight months ago. It has to feel like an eternity to you, though, right?
It really did for a while. And I can't lie, it got me down a little bit. They talked about this thing called, like, a prize fighter depression, where you have these highs and lows because you're like, the biggest thing in the world for 15 minutes. And then no one cares about you afterwards. And then having to go through that for like 8 months was just, oh, man, it's hard to deal with. But then, I stayed in the gym the entire time. I've been training the entire time. I got the opportunity to work with Dustin for his McGregor camp. I've had the opportunity to help Peter Yan get ready for Aljamain Sterling. So I'm ready to go, and I've been training the entire time, so it's not like a short notice fight for me.
Sure. Well, and ironic may not be the right word, and I hope I say this properly for people in the Tampa Bay area that are listening. You know, there was just a tragedy a couple of days ago with a former NFL star, Vincent Jackson, who we're assuming, and a lot of the story hasn't come out yet, but it's exactly what you just said. You know, you go from the high of the high, being a professional athlete in whatever sport, and then you're not anymore, and it's a struggle. It has to be a struggle for you and for all athletes.
Yeah, most definitely. The biggest thing that this experience opened my eyes to was kind of having, how do you put this? Like the mental side of what's going to happen when I retire. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I totally understand. And, you know, I've dealt with a lot of NFL players. I've had the longest running player show, blah, 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 blah. And the struggles that they have when they do retire. Because what do you do? How do you turn? You know, they go from, and I'm just using the NFL experience, not obviously MMA, because the money is so totally different. But they've told me they go from where everything is given to them, everything is provided, they're told where to go, they're told what to do. Now they're in the real world. You know, what do you do? Where do you turn? So hopefully it does show, you know, and you can start preparing. Hopefully you have, you know, a long career ahead of you. But it is something to think about for sure, Luis.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And that's kind of another thing that this whole experience these last few months has helped me get a grasp on as well, is just preparing for that time, you know, so that when that time does come, I'm not in a bad place financially or mentally. I'll be able to, you know, figure out something and apply myself. You know, that's the main thing. I feel as though I have a lot of talent outside of fighting that I could help me, you know, deal with that side of retirement and you know, leaving the game.
Sure. I think the transition from a combat fighter over to WWE or AEW or one of those wrestling organizations just makes a lot of sense.
It really does. It really does. It's really funny too, because we talk about it all the time. I'd love to be a performer, but I honestly think my skills translate more to the writing room, or maybe as like a valet or manager.
Interesting. You know, because I was going to ask you, you know, and I've always wanted to be a manager, and a very good friend of mine who started as a manager, Diamond Dallas Page, you know, who went from management, you know, into, you know, the performance. If you were a performer in WWE or any of the other wrestling organizations, would you want to be a heel or would you want to be a babyface?
Oh, man. I want to be a heel. All day. There's nothing about it. I don't know how to, like, look at Brock Lesnar. And I think about it, when I go back and think about all my favorite wrestlers, truly enjoyed watching them, is probably during their heel run.
Right.
Except for Stone Cold. Stone Cold's heel run is probably the worst thing that ever happened in his career.
I was asking Matt earlier, and give me your opinion. Matt's real tight. His mentor is Hulk Hogan. And I said the same thing. You know, Terry had such a unique persona, you know, the Americana, the eat your vitamins, say your prayers kind of stuff. You know, it might have been good for business, but I don't know him going heel if it was good for the logo of Hulk Hogan.
I know what you mean. Because Hulk Hogan, like, especially now, when you look at his greater presence in pop culture, I feel as though he's not necessarily revered in the same way as he was in the 80s. And I think a lot of that comes from the Hollywood Hogan persona and the fact that a lot of his fame and his cultural relevance since the time that he's retired has been more based on, like, reality TV stuff and more Hollywood Hogan styles of publicity and stuff like that. You know, like, right. He's not doing the old Hulk Hogan, say your prayers, eat your vitamins stuff anymore. You know, he's Terry Bollea.
Oh, very true. No, definitely true. Before I do, you know, ask a couple questions about the fight on Saturday night, who are your favorite wrestlers? And Matt and I, you know, always discuss Mount Rushmore of wrestlers. And it's difficult because we're different age groups. So, you know, I'm going a little bit more older where I might go back to Dusty Rhodes or Ric Flair, or I might have to throw Matt a bone and say Hulk Hogan. But who would you put, you know, on your Mount Rushmore of wrestlers?
How many faces are on Mount Rushmore? Four or five?
Four.
Okay.
No, Trump hasn't added his face yet, so there's still only four.
Okay. I think number one for sure has to be Hulk Hogan.
Yeah,
I
brother.
Ric Flair. Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I'm torn. Honestly, the last spot, I think I'm torn between Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, The Rock, and Triple H.
Interesting. All right. Go ahead. Watch.
So Luis, so out of those names you just mentioned, which one of those guys was responsible for Randy getting back his lost cell phone?
It's a long story. We don't want to bore you with it. But can we set up a meeting? Obviously,
yeah.
With Luis and Terry and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, my. What?
I need to get Luis. Luis, I still have to get your liner for the radio show. I tried to get it at the 25th anniversary in Denver.
He still whines about this.
I almost got kicked out of the event for asking for your liner. I missed you down in Boca. I was going to bring the GNAT on the back of the truck to the studio. We have to connect. You come here, or I'll pick you up and bring you to Clearwater.
And we'll get Terry here.
And we'll get Terry, and we'll do it all together.
Oh, dude, I'm down. Just
okay.
Let me know.
That's what we're going
to
do.
I will get it set up. You know, when I say something, you know you can take it to the bank. So we will set it up.
That's
it's on
awesome.
You, Matt, to get Terry.
I will make it happen.
We'll get everything else done. But first and foremost, you do have something that's coming up on Saturday. So let's talk a little bit about that. What do you know about your opponent?
It's funny. A lot of people don't know this. I actually cornered against Shakur back in, like, 2016 before either one of us were in the UFC. So we have a little bit of history. I don't even know if he remembers that.
Wow. Did anything happen back then?
He beat the dude that I was cornering. It was a really, really boring fight. All he did was hold him up against the cage.
Okay. Well,
So I'm kind of looking at this and getting one back for my boy.
Get one back. Do you know, and I always ask all of you athletes when you come on, some guys, some athletes, because there's female athletes as well, obviously, you know, they don't do a lot of watching video and checking out, and a lot do. Where do you fall in on that?
I do a minimal amount of footage. I like to see, like to go and look how they do things, more opposed to what they're doing. Like, are they throwing punches with technique? You know, are they trying to set traps on the feet? Do they set up their shot with their hands, or are they just taking like wild shots just trying to force the takedown? So when it comes to like the technical aspects of everything, I just let my coaches worry about that. And they you know, formulate the game plans based off what they see. But for me, I just want to see, you know, where their mind's at. And I feel like I get a good idea of that when I watch footage.
Interesting. Well, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to set this thing up, you know, for sure.
Okay.
You know, with you and Terry. And for those people that don't know, we're talking about Hulk Hogan. But we're going to put you on hold. We're going to send you more 8-Man Strong gear. And then I picked up a new sponsor, so I want to send you out a pair of Advanced Active Noise Cancellation earbuds from Jabram. Ooh. And you will have both of those in the mail later today.
Sweet. Here, babe. I can't thank you enough, Randy.
Well, I appreciate your time. Best of luck. Have fun on Saturday. And we'll touch base sometime next week and get this set up.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Let's put Mr. Pena on hold, get all of his info. What a good guy.
Or Violent Bob Ross.
Yeah, but just to be that guy that almost got you in trouble and he had nothing to do with it, I'd like him even more.
But he has to be a heel if he goes wrestling because he's got a name, Violent Bob Ross.
Well, no. See, wouldn't it be cool to have Violent Bob Ross be the really nice guy?
Well,
it's like, I don't want to be violent right now. I just want to wrestle. When we first met and he was such a huge wrestling fan, we don't even talk fights anymore.
That's true.
All we talk about is WWE, WCW. I miss those days at WCW. I got to be honest with you. I really, truly do. I would haul butt home from doing the press box show that still continues and watch WCW.
Yeah.
And my guy, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, Macho Man didn't make it on the Mount Rush no more.
Well, he didn't make it on Luis's.
Well, Mount Rushmore is because Rush Limbaugh passed away today.
I don't get what that means.
Mount Rush no more.
Oh, no.
No more Rush Limbaugh.
That's almost funny. Let's go ahead and break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg's. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, we're back live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. And let's be honest, Chuck Liddell was a scary dude, too.
Oh.
You know, during that period, you know, we're talking about, you know, Mark Coleman and scary dudes. And,
sure.
He definitely would fit into that category.
Well, what was Chuck like? I mean, like, was he just like a brawler, like a street brawler that came in? Like, pretty or was much, he a true martial artist?
Pretty much the brawler, but we'll talk about him in a minute. We have another fighter on the line right now.
Who also is a boxer.
We just went to, and every BKFC tops the one before.
How do they keep doing that?
And
that's crazy.
The one a couple weeks ago, great event, great fights, but now we move on to the next one back in Biloxi. I need to know if the buffets are open before I book my flight. That's all I know.
That's a good.
But the main event of that BKFC is on the line with us right now to talk to us. Joe Elmore. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How y'all doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. So, how has this last year and a half, you know, affected you as an athlete? You know, moving forward and getting ready for another fight that you will be main eventing next month.
Well, you know, I took over as one of the head boxing coaches at X3 Sports in Atlanta, Georgia, and I've done MMA for a few years, you know, got knocked out from over 2013. So I'm pretty well in with a lot of the fighters here. So when the pandemic hit, I literally went from Gracie Baja and picked up a bunch of mats, and me and a couple guys went camping out in the middle of the woods in the Appalachian Mountains. Hammocks, mats in the back of the truck. We laid the mats out on some tarps, and we grappled and punched and hit because they'd shut it down and said we couldn't go nowhere. So we went out to hunting lease and camped out. And on top of that mountain, dude, we trained for about two, three days, came back down and did the same thing at our garage. We'd meet at the park. We carried these mats everywhere. At first, it was hard, you know, but like I said, I got a lot of talented guys around me that didn't want to sit down and do nothing.
So now it's basically, you know, I don't want to say it's like old hat, but, you know, we're now a year into it, and now some things are slowly opening up. But, you know, once you've made the change, it's just a new norm, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it just opened up new opportunities because now I train more often. Now I'm back at American Typhoon, cross trainer with Douglas Miguel, Will Lima. You know, he's a defending division, 70 world championship for Bellator. So I'm back around guys like that at the gym. Plus, in my downtime, I've got the old gym in my home. I got mats down here, guys come to train. So, dude, it just boosted me. And I believe that's why I'm number one in the world right now, and this is happening. So.
When I get ready to do, I call them a chat, not necessarily an interview, and I always joke that I do 5 or 10 seconds of research. You pick one or two things, and you kind of build off of that. When you're talking about a combat sport, when you're talking about a fight, most people want it to be an exciting fight, and I believe your last BKFC was fight of the night, so nothing else really needs to be said after that.
Yeah, I was up for both fights for BKFC so far were up for fight of the year. The wheel choke fight, I got knocked out 52 seconds first round. I don't know how that got fight of the year. I guess with the excitement and the buzz. But that last one was 5 rounds. I was cut wide open, and it was just an entertaining fight. We got fight of the night and fight of the year for Knucklepedia. Yeah, man, it's set up for me and Leonard Garcia to go to war, dude. These are legends. And anybody that's watching me, I'm trying to be the legend killer and just go out here and put on a performance that everybody loves.
When you get a phone call from whether it's Dave Feldman or Nate or whoever, how important is it of who you're fighting? Yeah, you want to fight. That's how you pay bills and you make a living. But when you hear it's a name like Leonard Garcia, who is very well known, who is very exciting and will come to fight, how does that push it to a whole new level?
Well, it just makes people be excited. You know what I mean? They see the style I have and what I bring the fans now. And then even his fans and my fans back now, they call me, oh my God, I can't wait to see this. This is going to be a brutal fight, you know. So it's the energy that it creates around them, everything, the radio, the people, the fans, both sides. This is just a fight that people want to see if they're a combat sport fan. I mean, it can't be a bad fight. Nobody's taking anybody down. We're going to fight when somebody goes down until that bell rings at the end of 5 rounds.
Right. How does it change your preparation fight night being the main event? Obviously, a lot of times guys want to get in, they want to fight, they want to leave, they want to get out, or they want to watch other fights. With you being the last fight, the main event, how is that going to change? What will you do to pass the time the day of and then once you get to the arena?
I'm 24-12 in the May. And on the pro circuit, I was the main event probably 15, 20 times. I've never, even on the undercard, my first three amateur fights, I wasn't the main event. But the last 7 of my amateur career, I was the main event every time. So this is just what I've been preparing for. The energy level's higher, but I absorb that energy. You know, it's fight or flight, man, and it excites me. I don't get scared.
Right.
So the viral video of you punching your face went viral. We all know how important social media is. It looks like you've doubled your Instagram followers in the last 2 days, which is remarkable. But who hits harder, you or your opponent, for the next BKFC fight?
Well, I heard y'all talking about Chuck Liddell. I definitely hit harder. My friends at the gym call my left hand the lefty Liddell. And then my right hand, the right hand does. And like I said, I got knockouts with every punch, dude. And I've never been dropped by a punch to my face in my whole career. So we'll just see how it goes.
I'm not going to say that I don't believe you, but I might bring back just to see you punch it in the face and see how bad it is.
Before I get in every fight, my coach will smack me upside the head, or I got headbutted a couple of times by my coach, and man, that adrenaline button that when I get hit wakes me up. And that really, the video was a promo, and me just showing them, like, dude, I really don't care. I like to fight a lot. I like getting hit in the face. I'm a country boy, and dude, I grew up, and some of my best friends and guys, we beat the crap out of each other.
I'm ready for BKFC.
Well, I would like to add Joe Elmore to my list of people I would not want to get caught breaking into his car. As we talked earlier in the program,
you know, with Clay Guida. Joe, I want to thank you for your time. I'm looking forward to BKFC returning to Biloxi. Hopefully a couple of those awesome buffets will be open by the time I get there. We're going to put you on hold so we can get your address and mail you out a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on and talking to us today.
Awesome. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, sir. That is Joe Elmore. He will be your main event, taking on Leonard Garcia.
The legend.
No, it's a name. You know where I stand with legend.
Yeah, that's a big name, though.
It's a big name. No. Again, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
It's not as big as the left-handed Liddell,
though. Yeah, the left-handed Liddell.
You want the right hand, though.
Here's what I'll do. I will bring you to BKFC in Biloxi, or Dave Feldman will. One or the two of us will.
Okay.
If you'll take a punch from Joe Elmore.
Oof.
We've done it before. Come on now.
No one's taking a bare knuckle punch from
the guy that you'd like to be compared to, Alex Weghorn.
Took a back slap from a wrestler.
Okay. All right. So I'll ask.
You're talking about a bare knuckle punch from a killer.
All right. So we'll ask him to back slap you.
Can I thumb wrestle? I mean, I don't want to commit to a bare knuckle punch to the face. He punched himself in the face and then licked his blood. Like, I don't want any problems with this guy.
This is my new best friend. It's Elmore and Elmore. That's the name of the show.
What's the weight class he's fighting in?
You're
135.
Yeah, you weigh twice as much as him.
Okay, maybe I'll take it if I weigh more than him.
You definitely weigh more than him.
165.
You definitely weigh more than him.
It's a 165 pounder.
Okay. I'll ask him to drop down to 164.
I gotta get the fight camp. I gotta cut weight.
You got a couple weeks. All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio. More shenanigans when we return.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
All right. That's one of my favorite liners of all
definitely
time.
Definitely one of the contenders for Mount Rushmore.
I'm going to a concert next month.
Which one?
I cannot wait.
Is it live? Or
it is
Zoom?
Live. No, it's a live concert. It'll be at Ruth Eckert Hall.
Okay.
We may have tickets to give away. I need to check.
Who is it?
It's the Bronx Wanderers.
Bronx Wanderers.
These guys are it's really a cool story.
Okay.
It's a father. I don't know if both sons are coming. I just think Vin is coming. And we saw him 2 years ago at Ruth Eckert. And 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s music. It's top-notch stuff.
Nice.
I want to say Vin opened for Bon Jovi.
Oh.
I think. And then the father, Vincent, was heavily involved with Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr. and all them. And check it out. So I'll get with Vin hopefully later this week, early next week, and see about tickets. But we're delivering pizzas.
Okay. Done.
You know how much I'm looking forward to it when I said we are delivering pizzas.
You're going with me.
Because you always say, do you want to go? And I'm like, no. I'm taking pizzas here. Do you want to? No. I'd rather just sit at home and sit in the lazy boy. No.
Sure.
We're going to go hook up the family, the band, the whole nine yards. It'll definitely be cool.
I can't wait.
Winfield Jr. got fined. Did you see that?
Oh, for the two?
For his deuces.
Why?
Well, he should have been fined.
For what?
Absolutely.
Taunting?
Yeah, it is taunting.
Oh, who cares?
But the problem is you're allowed to taunt when you score a touchdown to a certain extent. He should have been fined as well. The difference was when he put the deuces up, there was nobody around. You know, Winfield got basically in his face.
Sure, I liked it. I liked it.
I loved it.
Because it changes the tone of the game.
The game was already over.
No, but it's in your mindset.
The game was already over. There was only like 2 minutes left. It's 412-3. The game's over. So at least he picked a good time. Now, I, along with many people, got really upset because it didn't hit me that it was after the turnover. Because then the ball, you know, if it was before the turnover, then the ball goes back, automatic first down.
Right.
And they score the touchdown.
Sure.
The game's still over. But, you know, it's just another dagger in the dagger that they didn't even score a touchdown.
Right.
You know, it was three field goals.
Sure.
So, but the fans, and it's okay to be fans, but the fans are going to chip in to pay the $7,900 fine over the athlete that can afford it.
Right. Right.
But I'd throw a buck in.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd do much more.
I mean, I loved it, though. It set a tone.
And Smack defense. Apparel made T-shirts of it.
Yeah.
Did you see that with the – no, I don't know.
Well, defenses win championships. I mean, that's – so, I mean, you want to have a defense that's fearless, that's in your face, that's raw. Like, because that intimidation just messes up timing just a little bit.
Absolutely. I don't know if it's a big deal to you. It's a big deal to the city of Tampa. Both Gasparilla parades have been canceled. No kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's up in arms.
Did you see Fat Tuesday in New Orleans?
Yeah.
There's no one
nothing.
There.
It's nothing.
Nothing. All the bars are shut down.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on in our world?
Well, what's going on is there's still a virus.
Yeah. But
there still is a virus. Now, you know, I don't wear it too often, the mask.
Yeah.
I wear it when I have to.
Sure.
But if I was to go to a parade, when I go to the concert, I'm going to wear it at the concert.
Right, of course.
It's just common sense. Whether you believe or not believe, I'd rather err on... I'm a moron wearing a mask.
Have you got your vaccine yet?
No.
Are you getting your computer chip?
I don't know.
Or whatever they can put in there.
I got a call from a pretty close friend, a veteran, said that the VA has a boatload of vaccines.
Okay.
But you have to have the VA ID health card.
Okay.
But in order to have the VA ID health card, you have to either have been in a war or make under $6.3. Okay.
Weren't you in the war 1812?
Well, see, this friend of mine, and I'm not going to throw this person under the bus. This person said, well, were you not in the war? And I said, how old do you think I am? I was not real happy at her thing. My wife has been vaccinated, you know, because of where she works at the hospital. And
anything weird like going on?
You know, it's I've joked to her, and then my mom got her first shot last week. And I asked her if she's chasing cars yet.
Right.
You know, hey, are you eating raw meat yet?
Can she hear, like, cell phone signals and, like...
Well, that would be an improvement because she can't hear. So if she could hear cell phones, that would be fantastic. I would make sure she gets double shots if she could hear. I'm like, Mom, can you hear me? Huh?
Right.
Or, like, I talked yesterday and I said whatever. I don't remember what it was. I'll make it up. It's 12 o'clock. That's not what it was.
Right.
It's 12 o'clock and, like, 30 seconds later. So what time is it? I just told you. But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I've never had a flu shot.
I mean, I assume at some point we're all going to have it in order to, like, travel, to get on a cruise ship, to go to a concert.
Yeah, I mean, where you're going to have to show
which,
ID.
Which I thought it would have been cool. Or I guess not me. It wasn't my idea. But Dr. Davison brought up an idea that it would have been cool if at the Super Bowl they did half the stadium fully vaccinated and then the other side of the socially distanced. So,
and see who dies and who doesn't?
Well, no, just to show the compare, like to have a full stadium, have one side full.
Well, honestly.
The other side half full third full.
One side you do vaccinated, the other side you don't.
Right.
The non-vaccinated, no masks. Right. Now, let's see. And we.
Who lives?
We track, you know, the whole nine yards, and then we see who survives and who doesn't. But, you know, all joking aside, if you need to be 6 feet away, why do you need to wear a mask? And if you're wearing a mask...
Why do you need to be 6 feet away?
Now, I'm more okay with that because I'm wearing a mask. I don't think these masks work. It's like napkin.
Because the administration said you need to wear
now two
masks to be double safe.
Yeah, well, I'm going to wear three.
Stop breathing. You won't be able
to, and then I'm going to go into a bank and say, read this note.
You're going to go unconscious because you have no air supply. You're going to suffocate.
Whatever. How do you do a radio show and eat at the same time and wear a mask? Worst radio row experience ever. It was brutal. It was awful.
It was.
It was so bad that I believe, I don't know this for a fact, so I don't want to be sued, allegedly, we had more live guests than any radio station on Radio Row.
I would believe that to be true.
I know why we were there because I didn't see anybody had any live guests.
They tried to take our guest. But I was told at the Super Bowl Media Row that the NFL was going to give us a redo once the world opens back up. They're going to bring the Super Bowl back to Tampa.
I heard they're going to bring just Radio Row back. They're not going to bring the Super Bowl.
But they're going to bring the experience back in as soon as it's eligible to give Tampa the true experience that they got shorted, because all the hospitality, all the hotels, the cancellations, the bars, the restaurants, the Uber drivers, everybody lost out on the boost of the economy.
I understand that, but everybody lost out.
But we were like, it was our bad luck that we won the championship.
But it wasn't our year to have the Super Bowl anyway. We got it because another city, one of the California, I don't know which one, the stadium wasn't ready or it wasn't open for the 1.2 years that it has to be open. So really, we took it from somebody else. So just keep us on where we're supposed to be.
Okay.
Which hopefully is before Brady leaves.
Yeah. He's not going anywhere. The guy's timeless.
No, he's not timeless.
I mean, Father Time's undefeated, probably the greatest UFC record of all time. But Brady's going to be up there.
Okay.
Number two?
All right.
Number two on the Mount Rushmore, Tom Brady, of goat of goats. What do you call it? A goat herder? So the above the goats will be the herders?
Here's what I've said numerous times. This is, and I know Grossman always loses his cookies when
he
does this.
He hates egg.
He hates when I say this is my opinion. And in the early days, he was like, no crap, it's your opinion. You're the one saying it. But in my opinion, in order to be on the Mount Rushmore of goats, you need to be hands down
the GOAT of that sport. So in wrestling, there's 8-10 people that could be considered the GOAT.
Sure.
You know, you're saying Hogan. I could say
Flair.
Right. I could say Randy, Stone Cold, Undertaker. There's somebody close enough to any of that GOATness that, to me, a wrestling star doesn't go on the Mount Rushmore of GOATs.
Right.
Because it needs to be a GOAT that's just so – Tom Brady is the GOAT of NFL. Of pro football. I'm sorry. Of pro football.
Right, right.
Michael Phelps is the GOAT
of swimming.
Of the Olympics.
Ooh.
Not of swimming, of the Olympics.
What about the girl with the that's been punished because she's got – extra special gifts or talent?
Come back in 8 years, Simone, and do it again.
Simone Biles.
Win it. Come back 4 years later. Win it. Come back 4 years later and win it. Or if, what's her name? Jenner. What's her name?
Oh, Caitlyn Jenner.
If Caitlyn comes back and wins the decathlon.
Oh.
The women. But see, I'm really upset because Mick Ferrari was supposed to come on 2 weeks ago.
Hey, what's going on with that?
He's a busy man cutting hair. He's, you know, busy. It's everybody hasn't had their hair cut in a while.
True.
So. We were going to talk about transgenders and sex changes and whatever, and he was going to give us his opinion, you know, coming from the LB, what is it, what are all the letters?
LBQGHIJK.
Q. It now ends in Q.
Okay,
Q. It ends in Q. And I'm not making light of it, but, you know, he's in, you know, that family, and he was going to give us his opinion, which is the same as mine, which I was pretty surprised at. But if Caitlyn Jenner comes and wins the women's decathlon, even though she should not be allowed to be in it, then both of them, that's your final
two. And I know we're making light of that situation because Bruce Jenner was the greatest man on all time, probably, at that time, the greatest athlete on the planet. But, I mean, aren't they allowing, like, transgender, like, men that transgender to women to play, like, sports in high school and the college? Aren't they allowed to, like, professional fighters? There was a girl who got her skull broken
right.
from a transgender. Like, it can't be equal. I mean, or level. I mean, how can you allow that to happen?
Well, and what Mick was going to say is that, at least he told me he was going to say this, that he thinks there should be a third category now.
Yeah.
You know, now, really, it would be a fourth category because you would have to go, would you transgender on both?
Oh, man to woman, woman to man.
Right. So technically you would.
Yeah, you would have to. Or you could just say, look, any steroid, anabolic, or any otherwise is legal. Everybody just do whatever you want to do, and whoever wins, wins. Like, whatever method you use, whether it's
shotgun,
operations.
Can I bring a gun?
Testosterone, hormone replacement.
Machete?
That's reserved for other trade. Like, you can't bring that to a combat sport.
Well, you shouldn't bring a machete to a gunfight.
But listen, open up the regulations like they did, USADA did with marijuana, so that, you know, they're not punishing UFC fighters for testing positive for medical marijuana. Open it
now,
up.
Now, is that
open
the, it up hold to, on a second. Is that the case? Or because I thought I read something today that it's now, you know, you can use it out of competition.
Oh, really?
Which, you know, I'm to the level now. Just let them use it.
Just let it be legal. But just let everybody use whatever method you want to use.
I didn't think. I may have something else to give Violent Bob Ross.
What? A paintbrush?
One of those boxes.
Oh.
We'll talk more about them next week. But, you know, I've been holding them back for people that need it. No.
my cataracts.
Luckily, it's break time. I'm turning your crap off. All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon. Coming to you live from my dinner location, Torta Pizza. I am pretty hungry. I haven't eaten all day. That'll change in 10 minutes. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapsome. We'll be right back. Be right.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Curtis Razor Blades, UFC heavyweight. You listen to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, Juju Smith-Schuster, man. Shout out to Knockout Radio. Let's turn up.
Hello again. Hello.
Hello.
Hello again.
Bam, bam. We just had a names do not need to be brought up.
It's true.
Dropped off a gift for you.
Trash.
As well as a gift for me to give away to a couple listeners.
It's litter.
It is litter.
It's literally litter from the championship confetti that adorned the city of Tampa Bay.
Well, you know, it wasn't the city of Tampa Bay. It was Raymond James Stadium.
As we, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, are world champions again.
So we have some of the confetti that fell on Raymond James Stadium. And we have some to give away.
It's so cool.
Yep.
I mean, I have a piece of history.
Yep.
In my bag.
Yes, you do.
And I just need some headphones and some medical stuff. And I'll be good to go.
Well, no headphones for you.
Oh. Okay.
And no box for you. But we'll discuss the box. We'll give one of those away next week.
That's awesome.
We'll come up with...
What about the Country Depot?
I've given away one gift certificate, and we'll do the second one probably next week.
I was checking out some of the photos online. It looked good. It looks nice. I got to go up there. It's a little bit of a drive from here, but it looks like it's worth it.
There's some cool stuff.
It really does.
You know, I think he's done a really good job there. Good job keeping the phone there. All right, let's run down the fight card.
Yeah. There's a lot of fights, actually.
You know what? There's a lot of fights, World Class Fight League, on Saturday. I think doors open at 9 in the morning, and we'll finish around midnight.
Yeah. And, I mean, more important people getting into the fight game. So, I mean, I guess we'll start the undercard?
Sure.
It takes place on Saturday, February 20th at 4:30 p.m. at the UFC Apex. You can watch it.
4:30 Eastern or 4:30?
It says 4:30 p.m., so it doesn't say. But I would assume 4:30.
I would say that's not. Well, I don't know.
That's early, but there's a lot of fights. I mean, it's on ESPN Plus, so it's free to watch on ESPN Plus.
Well, it's not free. You have to pay for Plus.
But if you have Plus, it's free for you to watch. You don't have to buy anymore.
No, but you have to buy the Plus.
Right. If you already have the Plus, you can watch.
Right. Or if you have Stream TV.
That's true.
Okay.
Your first fight of the night is a heavyweight fight. It's Sergey Spivak versus Jared Varenda. Bandera. There's
okay.
Two A's at the end of his name. Now, how do you pronounce that?
That's AA.
Bandera. Yeah, you got to do that. Your bantamweight fight. Man, come on. You put these names on here on purpose just to mess with me. A man? Zabib?
A man Zabib? Is fighting? Okay.
Zabai? How do you pronounce Z-A-H-A-B-I?
Exactly.
He's fighting Draco Rodriguez. Then Chase Skelly, who we just had on earlier, the featherweight division.
Or Chaz.
What'd you call
him? You called him Chase. It's not Chase.
It's a French name. It's Chase. It's like he's fighting Jamal Emers. E-M-M-E-R-S.
Maybe just spell names. You don't say them. Just spell them. In this corner, S-T-U-L-F.
In the featherweight division, we have R as in Ralph, A as in Apple, F is in Frank. Rafael Alves versus Patrick Sabatini.
Okay.
The featherweight, Nate Landwehr versus Julian Erosa. Bantamweight, Eddie Wineland versus John Castaneda. And then your lightweight, Jakar Klaus versus our boy, Luis Bob Ross Pena.
Who just texted me back saying he's looking forward to meeting Hulk Hogan.
That's awesome. The featherweight, Jared Gordon versus Danny Chavez. And the heavyweight, your boy.
I don't know if he's my boy.
The boy. The oldest fighter ever to live. Andre Arlovsky, the double A.
Well, you're supposed to say Pitbull.
It doesn't say Pitbull here. It just says double A.
I finally got rid of my Andre Arlovsky TV.
What?
Yeah, I had an Andre Arlovsky TV.
Did you really?
Yeah. But because of the new apps and all that kind of stuff, I had to get rid of it.
And he's fighting Tom Aspinall. So they are the main event on the preliminary card in the heavyweight division. Switching over to your main card event taking place at 8 p.m. at the UFC Apex, available also on ESPN+. Plus. Your first fight on the main card is Phil Hawes versus Nassourdin Imavov. I don't know. Imavov. I-M-A-V-O-V. Can they just have nicknames? The heavyweight, Arlovsky Olenek versus Chris Daukaus. Featherweight, Charles Rosa versus Derek Miner. Your women's bantamweight co-main event, Caitlin Vieira. The Vieira didn't go well last week, if you remember correctly. Vieira lost heavily, but she is fighting Yana Kanitsia. Carry the Y. Look, it's K-U-N-I-T-S-K-A-Y-A.
I bet you wouldn't act stupid like this if they were in here, though.
Your heavyweight and your main event of the night, Curtis Razor Blades versus Derek Lewis.
Against
the Black Beast.
Derek, my balls are hot, Lewis.
And who is also featured as an MMA bobblehead on my Jeep Gladiator. As my ornament hanging from my rearview mirror is the Derek Lewis Christmas ornament.
I'm looking forward to that fight.
It's a great. I think that's a banger. That's a great fight.
You think it'll go long?
I don't. I mean, look. I think Derek Lewis is improving every time he fights.
He's improved tremendously.
His cardio has improved. His technique has improved. I think he's becoming a better fighter every time he steps into the octagon.
I'll give you that much.
I think Curtis is a beast. I think Curtis is a legit professional. You know, I think they're either one could win this fight. I think it does go the distance.
Is that how it works? Either one could win it?
Unless there's a no contest. Okay. Unless they both get disqualified.
They headbutt each other?
Unless they both knock each other out.
I've seen that before.
You have?
Yeah.
Didn't Matt Hughes do that to...
No, Matt Hughes did.
Or Dan Henderson.
Matt Hughes did not do that.
Who was it?
A dual knockout?
Yeah. Somebody had a dual knockout.
I don't know.
No?
What are you looking at me for?
I feel like you're the historian of the sport.
Innisbrook, I'll be playing golf out there in a couple weeks as we get ready for Valspar.
You or we?
Not me. If I would have said we if it was we.
I have clubs.
Well, that's nice, but you won't be using them in Innisbrook.
Can I drive the golf cart?
Nope.
Can I drive the Jeep?
I don't think fans are going to be, or many fans will be, allowed out at Valspar.
Why? It's outside.
It is kind of silly.
You can have your own green.
Well, but the problem is you can't. I can't think of the word.
Congregate.
And how are you going to tell people? You know, you got to be 6 feet away as you're standing on a golf links as you're dodging golf balls.
Listen, if anybody's going to be out there, you can't talk while they're golfing anyway because it's like shh. So no one's even emitting saliva.
That should be changed.
There should be cheering.
Yeah, Adam Sandler.
Can you talk trash like a free throw line like an NBA?
I think that would be good.
Like, miss it. Miss it.
Oh, I forgot.
What?
I've got a pair of basketball tickets to give away as well.
What? For the Raptors?
No. The Raptors don't allow fans.
They do. They just started. They just allowed it. Yes, they did.
I don't think so.
They just did. No. I mean, it was family and friends.
It's a big difference.
Well, but this it's the first step to reopening for real fans. But coming soon.
The best song I've heard because it means I'm done with you.
What do I have to do to win the tickets?
I'm done. You're done. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank all of our guests. Hit me up online at Twitter at Knockout Radio. God, what's your Twitter?
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
I want to thank 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.